Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
May God bless you abundantly and the Lord speak to you this morning. How is everyone this morning? Amen. Praise God. I want to share with you this morning, if you have your Bibles with me, I'm going to continue in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. The title of my message is The Best Road for 2025. How many know that there's many roads? But there's a best road. Amen. And I'm going to share it with you this morning. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. And amen when you have it. And I'm going to, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to base myself on five verses. But I'm going to read verse 1. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I'm going to read it once again. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. Well, share this message, church. Tell them we are live right now. So it says, the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Notice it says, in all your ways. Not some ways. Not your way. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. 2025, if you want the best year, you have to acknowledge God in all your ways. Ways is the road or your journey. See, I want to acknowledge God in my journey and my walk with God here on earth. I want God in my business. You know, you hear people say, don't get in my business. Well, someone, there's got to be at least one. And that's Jesus Christ. And he says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Your ways. I want to acknowledge him in my journey, my road, or my lane. I want God to be in my lane. And when you do that, the Bible says, and he shall direct your path. But see, you have to acknowledge him. In other words, you have to know, you have to see, observe, you have to recognize that in all your ways you are acknowledging him. You have to make sure, you have to recognize that God is being acknowledged. Not just talking about it, but to be about it. And when you do that, when I do that, the Bible says that God, he shall direct your path. You know that word direct, it means that he's going to take you or your road, your journey. It's going to be a straight journey. But it doesn't stop there. That journey that he's going to take you in, it's, the Bible says, or the meaning of it, it means that it's going to be the right road. But not only the right road, because We know that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we know that that is the straight or the way where he's going to direct us. It says he shall direct or he will make straight, but it also means a prosperous and pleasant direction. See, I want his direction in my path. I want a pleasant. And church, it doesn't get any better than that. Acknowledging him, he will make sure that he's going to direct your path. With so many things, church, so many distractions, so many things that can move us or, you know, want us, take us out. It is important that we acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he shall direct your path. And there's a reason why he says that, church. Because you and I will be tempted. I said you and I will be tempted. In what way? That you want your own way. You want your own personal, customized lane. You want your own journey. You know what I'm saying? You want to do it your way. This is my way or the highway. And we come up with all these things. But you have to acknowledge him in all your ways so that he can direct your path. That's why he says in verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Involve God in your business, your bizwax. Involve him. God, come in with me. I invite you. And see, that's what we need, church. Even though people don't want to recognize God, they don't think they need God. I don't need Jesus. Then from there they go, I don't need church. Amen? But see, the Bible doesn't lie. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And I understand there is some wisdom outside of the Word of God. But let me tell you this. Let me remind you. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See, the beginning of wisdom, it's what? It is fear of God. So he says, do not be wise. In other words, don't try to be, you know, intelligent or skillful outside of God. But it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, I'm going to confess something with you. As I was studying this, I always thought, this is just me, and you can laugh, it's okay. I would always, I would say that the Bible says, but I found out that the Bible doesn't say it. That the eyes are the window to your soul. So I started looking, and it says it was William Shakespeare who came up with that phrase. And for a while, I thought that it was in the Bible. But the Bible does say this, because see, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. William Shakespeare, he says, the eyes are the window to your soul. But Jesus does say, and it does say in the Bible, Matthew 6:22, and I want you to hear this. It says, because notice, the Bible says, do not be wise in your own eyes. How many here have eyes? Amen. I only have eyes for you. For Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says, the lamp of the body is the I. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. The lamp of the body is the eye. So what it's saying is that the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. So this morning, let me ask you, where are your eyes wandering? Where are your eyes wandering this morning? The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, see, pray that your eyes are good. Amen. You got brown eyes, you want green eyes, say it. But your body, it says, your whole body will be full of light. But then he says in verse 23, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And see, Proverbs says, do not be wise in your own what? Eyes. So how can I have the eyes that the Bible teaches me? Again, the lamp of the body is the eye. So how can I have a good eye? How, as the Bible says, if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. How can I walk full of light? You know how? You acknowledge God. You invite God into your life every day. In everything you do, you acknowledge him, and he will direct what? He will direct you in the right path. Because if it's not God, you're going to do things in your own eyes, and you're going to be like the Bible says, if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And that's the reason why he says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Church, may God help us to be followers of Christ, that we still fear the Lord, that we give reverence to the Lord, we give that respect to the Lord. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Depart from evil. You know what depart means? It means to turn it off. Is there something in your life that you know it's evil, you got to turn off? Decline. It's time to decline. See, some of you want to cash out because it's tempting. You want to cash out. But see, the Lord is saying you need to decline. How many is... debit card, have you been declined? Even though, so you can feel better. There was money in there, but you still got declined. Does that make you feel better? And that's what the word means. It also means to pluck away. When the Bible says, fear the Lord and depart from evil, pluck away. And the other word that I like, which we use it many times, it's the word rebel. See, you and I, we have to be rebel against what? Against evil. Rebel against evil. Fear God. Say no to evil. Have that respect for God in your journey in this year, 2025. Acknowledge God in everything you do and fear the Lord. And watch what God will do. And why do I say that, church? This is very important. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Because evil means bad. And that word bad comes from another word. This is what it is, church. Hear me out. It comes from a root word. It means to properly to spoil. Every time, if you don't depart from evil, guess what? He's going to spoil. your fellowship with God, your walk with God. See, right now you ought to be in a honeymoon with the Lord. Loving God, worshiping Jesus, blessing Jesus, giving him glory and honor and praise. See, I want that continuous fellowship with God. But the moment there is no fear and you invite evil, evil will spoil the party. He's going to mess you up. Literally, it means to break to pieces. Everything that was well, everything that was formed will be broken into pieces. Fear God, church. I said, fear God. Amen. Fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. Lord, you are priority in my life. I honor you. I give you glory and honor. I need you. I recognize that I need you. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And then it says, and see, we think about these stuff and we ask ourselves, but because he says, do not be wise in your eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, there's a reason why he says it, church. Stay close to the door. Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Did you know that before you came to Christ? That's all there was, is thieves and robbers. He was just robbing you of everything. But the sheep did not hear them. But Jesus says, but now I am the door. And he says, if anyone enters by me, he will be what? He will be saved. And I love this. He says, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. You know what that means? That means that with Jesus, you could go in and out. In other words, and he'll still take care of you. He's going to take care of you. And then it says, verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. See, don't let the enemy, don't let the thief spoil everything that the Lord has done and is doing. But Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, notice that he says, have it more abundantly. Full coverage. How many like full coverage? When your car, you get the insurance, you want the full coverage. Hallelujah. Everything. Don't even go and fix your flat tire. Now, why do I say that? Because that's what Jesus came, so that you can have a life and life more abundantly. Hear me what I'm saying, church. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't tell the Lord, I don't need you in this area. He says, acknowledge him in all your ways. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. And he says, the Bible says, and this is what's going to happen. Are you ready? This is what's going to happen. It will be health to your flesh. You didn't get that. It's going to be health to your flesh. Do you ever hear people, you know, always complaining and everything, you know, this and that? You know, it's talking about physical health. You're not getting it. Physical health. Let me say something. The gym, that's good. Cool. Working out, taking all that is good. But what is best is that you fear the Lord. And you acknowledge him in all your ways. That's what the Bible says. Look what he says. See, Jesus, he's giving you a satisfying life. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Wait, how does that work? Strength to your bones. Well, what is health? The meaning means that there's God, he cures. Flesh. That word flesh, it goes all the way when the child is being born. It talks about the umbilical cord as a sentry of strength. So it got my attention, so I looked up that word umbilical cord, and this is what I found out. The umbilical cord is important because it connects the fetus to the mother during pregnancy, allowing for the exchange, here it is, oxygen, nutrients, and waste products. That means that the fetus is connected to the mother. You and I are connected to God. Hallelujah. And there's life. I said there's life. There's strength. Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I am strong. Every day is a good day. It's a new day. His mercies are new every morning. They fail not because they are new every morning. So the Bible says it will be health to your flesh. And strength to your bones. Proverbs 4:20-22 says this. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Verse 21, do not let them depart from your, there it is. Do not let them depart from where? Your eyes. I challenge you this year that may your eyes be on the word of God. Quit looking at girls. Remove your eyes from things that are not healthy for you. You know what I'm talking about. Remove your eyes. You know, there's men, they got no shame. They're with their wife or their girlfriend, and they're still looking at girls. Chill out. You're not the Mac Daddy you used to be. Kids, stop. Hallelujah. But notice he says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst. There it is. And we talked about this last week. In the midst of what? Your heart. Your soul. And see, God always responds with the word. Then it says, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their what? Flesh. Health to all their flesh. You know, take these vitamins right here. It's cool with those gummies, those Flintstones, but take the vitamin of the word. Amen. And there's just something powerful, supernatural when you read, you get fed with the word of God. You feel good. Spiritually, physically, you think different. You see things different. Why? Because it's the word of God. The word has life. The word revives everything that, you know, that might be dead or is dying. But when the word of God comes in, it brings life. Life. And that's why it says, and strength to your bones. This is a very important word because it speaks of moisture or beverage. But what it's saying is that it's like a refreshment. It's like when you see fields that they irrigate the fields. At first, many fields, you know, they look dry. But once they put on hookup, and I've seen it, all the irrigation system, and they turn on the waters. What does it start? It starts what? It starts refreshing. It starts watering. And then after time, from being dry, it comes alive. From looking brown, now it's starting to look green. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what the Bible, it says, and strength to your bones. How important it is, church, you acknowledge him. That's why it's the best road. It's the best road for 2025. And it will be for 2026. And lastly, I'm going to read the last two verses and I'm done. Here it goes. Because everything that I just read, church, if you notice, it's like this is what he's saying. The proverb is saying this. A, trust God, acknowledge him in all you do. Fear him. Don't try to be wise on your own. Do things right. Invite him. He says, and you're going to live a blessed life. You're going to have a great life. God's going to be so good to you that he's going to surprise you, marvel you. And I believe that, church. 2025. Hear me, church, what I'm going to say. Just watch out. If you acknowledge him, if he's first, just watch what God begins to do in your life. Supernatural things. And you're going to be so grateful. You're going to be so blessed. Your journey is going to be so blessed. So prosperous. I mean, it's going to be so good. Like Tim Story said, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird because you're not even going to believe. So this is what he says at the end. This is what he says. Look at verse 9. Honor the Lord. Like saying, hey, look, everything I've done, because you put me first, now it's your turn. Honor the Lord with your possessions. You know what that word honor means? It's the Hebrew word. It means kabod. It comes from the word means heavy. Heavy. It also comes from the word glory. The glory, when the glory of the Lord is present, it is heavy. But see, right here he's saying honor. In other words, honor the Lord with your very best. Something that's heavy. It means numerous, riches, honorable. That's what we do, church. We honor the Lord with our what? Possessions. What are biblically, possessions means riches and wealth. That's why you got to get it in you, church, that everything you have, everything belongs to the Lord. Everything is, it's all the Lord's. But sometimes we act like if we're the owners. The Bible says we're stewards. He's the owner. We're just the managers. Has God been good to you? Honor the Lord. Honor him. Something that is heavy. Give him the best. Hallelujah. It's funny that we do it everywhere else for our selfish things or anything. But when it comes to the Lord, it's like he's number 15. He says, honor the Lord with your possessions, riches, your wealth. You might say, well, I'm not rich, I'm not wealth. That's how you start. Whatever God has blessed you with right now, honor him. Represent you as a child of God, son and daughter of God. Say, Lord, you've been good to me. This is what you've given me. This is what I give back to you. Because I honor you. Because you're my Savior. You're my Lord. Hallelujah. You're everything to me. There is no one like you and will never be like you. Hallelujah. You have been with me all the days of my life. And then he raises up the bar even higher. He says, and with the first fruits. You didn't like that one, huh? I'm a number eight. No, he says, and with the first fruits. First, what is first fruit? First fruits, the word is simple. It means first. But then it also means this, principal thing. First fruits is the main thing, the principal thing, the first thing. First thing, principal thing. First fruits. The meaning means the very best, the top. Not the bottom, the top. When you read the Bible, that's why they would give the very best what? Animal. Not the one with four eyes. No, they would give him the healthy one. Two eyes. And sometimes, sorry for my expression, one can be sloppy. Give the Lord whatever. You know, this is what I got left over from the casino last night. Here's $3. And you put 500 over there. Glory. Say amen. It's the truth, church. When it comes to the Lord, it's always. I'm not even going to get in it because you're going to get depressed. So let's. But what I'm saying, church, is that do it by faith. Give him the very best. He says, and with the first fruits, what does it say? Of all your what? Increase. Increase. You know, going back to the first fruits, Exodus 22:29 says this, you shall not delay to offer. Look what he says, don't delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices, and the firstborn of your sons, you shall give to me. See, God wants everything first, everything. But see, he says, of all your increase. Now, in the Bible's days, it was what? What was the increase? It could have been fruit, grain. With us, it's what? Income. Money. Money, money, money. Money. First fruits. Of all, the Bible says, of all what? All your increase. So the greater the increase, you give him the first of that increase. But many times, people cut the blessing sometimes. I'm cool, you know, right here. When God is the one that takes care of you, you're here this morning. Amen. Maybe you were in the deathbed. some tragedy happened, but God's mercy was upon your life. And see, when we learn to understand that everything belongs to Him, it makes it way easier in your life, church. And it's just about honoring God. He deserves the best. The best. The very best. And Deuteronomy 28:8, it says, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, and in all to which you set your hand. And He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And verse 10 says that when you do that, when you honor the Lord with the possessions, your possessions, and with the first fruits, or the principal thing of all your increase, verse 10 says, so your barns, see, you know, we read that and we think, well, he's just asking. But now he's telling us what he's going to do next. What's the next level? He says, your barns will be filled with plenty. Oh, you didn't hear me. Your barns will be what? Filled with poquito. No, it says plenty. Because God is a God of abundance. And you might be saying, I'm not talking about that, oh, you know, am I going to be this? No, he's going to give you abundance enough. Remember, God is a God of more than enough. He's going to give you enough according to your needs. According to your needs, he's going to give you enough abundance. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow. I mean, look at the words that he's using. Filled, plenty, and your vats with overflow with new wine. That's the God we serve, church. But you have to acknowledge him. Fear him. The best road, church. This is the best road right here. And in that increase, God does a lot of supernatural things. He could give you an idea. He could do something in you that you do something creative. He can give you that dream job, or he can, I mean, God just works in different ways. In different ways, God works. Yes, part of it is money, but he can give you, you know, something that, you know, he knows that you're going to produce out of it. And I finish with this. It's been said that after businesses were ravaged by bombs during World War II, the owners would often clear away the rubbish and place a sign out front that said this, business as usual. But here's the difference. When God saved us, his desire is that we would put out a sign that says this, under new management. Under new management, because now in Christ, everything changes. That's why this morning, church, you ought to be grateful for the forgiveness of your sins. Salvation. That now you have joy because you're under new management. Now you and I, we have peace because we are under new management.
There's healing. There is blessings. There is restoration because we are under new management. There is favor from God because we are under new management. Now we have abundance because we are under new management. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus because we are now under new management. Jesus Christ. Please stand, church.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.